And this will just be a brief update. This item was approved at the previous board meeting. So, Madam Chair, or Kate, if we have you on the line, if you just wanted to briefly speak and let everyone know that this was approved and how we'll be moving forward.
Kate on the line today?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Kate. Good morning, Kate. Would you like to speak to this?
Sure. This was the effort to augment and validate the work of the quality team and to provide an independent check on quality by a third-party vendor, and with the focus on audit readiness, and to just have that mechanism in place for BHS on an ongoing basis. This was all discussed at committee level, if you'll remember, approved by the board. And so next steps will be for Administrator Lappin and his team to determine the timing. My understanding is that it will be included in the 2024 budget, but I'd be looking to Administrator Lappin and Matt Fortman to speak to that. What needs to happen in terms of the RFP process to identify vendors, and then taking a look at a work plan, work team, etc. Hopefully this could be something that is adding value and able to be integrated to the expansion of the quality efforts that BHS is already pursuing.
Thank you, Kate, for wrapping that up for me. Mm-hmm. Any comments or discussion, any input from Mr. Lappin or anyone?
I think the plan, Chairwoman Neubauer, is to, as we move forward, we have a series of audits that come up, you know, certification audits and whatnot, that when we identify areas that need or where we have a concern or where our overall quality efforts sort of point to an inconsistency or a challenge or a quality issue, or when we have a question that we have a hard time answering around a billing item or a documentation item, then we would seek feedback. The challenge will be so often when you need a consultant in this space, they're hyper focused on one specific item. So we have to find a way to make, to find essentially the resources appropriate to the questions. And I think that's going to be the only challenge. So for instance, if there's a Medicaid issue, we want to talk to a Medicaid expert, that sort of thing. So I feel like the framework, it gives us a lot of freedom to bring in resources when we need it. I think it'll be very helpful. You know, again, to Tom's words always, where we don't want to be embarrassed, but we want to make sure we're ahead of the game, and that's what this gives us an opportunity to provide another set of eyes on things that we're not sure about. So that's how we'll use it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. All right. We don't need to say anything more about that. Let's move on to the next item, please.